Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Engelter, dictating an endoscopy report on patient Rafaela David, date of birth 4/12/1953, date of procedure April 11, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Engelter, GO. Referring physician is Dr. Myron Fuller. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsies, cold biopsy polypectomy, comma, cold snare polypectomy. Description procedure. Oh, sorry. Indication is cirrhosis, comma, personal history of colon polyps, comma, surveillance colonoscopy, evaluation for colorectal cancer. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complication of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as possibility of missing lesion, such as malignancy. We're all explaining to the patient. Period. The patient is well in endoscopy, so we place in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service. With monitored anesthesia care, period, a well-lubricated anesthesia gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision for the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, to junction, esophagus. Period. A retroflex view is obtained at the party. Period. A resection from the stem before withdrawal is scope. Period. The patient is then turned around in left lateral position. Period. A digital rectum was on. Period. A well-lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision. Direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, or cecal valve, and complement of the fold. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, only cecal valve, and the colon hepatic flexure. Transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum. Period. The retroflex view is obtained of the rectum. Period. Boston dog prep score is graded as a 7,2-2, good prep. Period. The patient taught the procedure well without any complications. Findings. At upper endoscopy, the proximal metasophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z-line was regular at 34 centimeters from bipoc. There was evidence of 4 centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, there was no evidence of any esophageal varices or gastric varices noted. Next line, there was patchy gastric erythema. Common biopsies were seen in the interim body of histology and through late H. pylori. Next line, otherwise, the duodenum to D2 was unremarkable. Common biopsies were obtained to relate celiac disease. Next line, a colonoscopy. Next line, there was a diminutive, there was a approximately 8 millimeter rectal sessile polyp with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was another rectal approximately 10 millimeter sessile polyp with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive cecal polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy that was sessile. Next line, there was an approximately 10 millimeter cecal sessile polyp with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were four approximately 8 to 10 millimeter sessile hepatic flexure polyps removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 6 millimeter descending colon sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was what appeared to be an inverted tick in the sigmoid colon at 50 centimeters from the anal verge that did have some erythematous mucus overlaying, cold biopsy polypectomy was performed, and the totality of the mucosal surface was cold biopsied for histology. Next line. There was an approximately 8 millimeter sigmoid colon sessile polyp with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was pan-diverticulosis coli. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhage that were non-bleeding, noted non-retroflexion. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, given the amount of polyps, would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 6 months to 1 year, pending path. Next line, we'll need repeat EGD in... we'll need repeat EGD in 2 to 3 years for reevaluation of for reevaluation for esophageal varices given the history of cirrhosis. Next line, recommend 2 6-month AFP and ultrasound alternating with MRI for further evaluation for HCC. Next line. Follow up and office is privacy scheduled. Thank you.